Hello.
Hey, good morning, Demetrius.
Good to see.
Hey, this is Zach from the Bank of Cardiff. I was following up from that conversation we had last week. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Good, good. I just wanted to make sure that you had received the email I'd sent over to you with about our information regarding our equipment financing. Just wanted to make sure you had received that, had a chance to take a look at it.
I hadn't received the email.
Oh, you
I
did
receive something in the mail.
Okay. Yeah, so that was from us, and then I thought I had sent you an email. I think it was last Thursday or Friday. I can resend it to you again, but it was just some more information about our programs and our application, and then the couple other documents we would need to see what we could do for you as far as bringing on and replacing some of your equipment.
What other documentation do you need?
We have the one-page application, and then we would need to look at some bank statements and a tax return, and then the quotes or the invoices for the equipment that you're looking to purchase or bring on.
Okay.
But I'll shoot you another email. I have carter09@charter.net. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. I'll reshoot you that email over to you right now, and if you want to get a chance today, take a look at that, and we can go from there.
Okay.
Sure. I'll put that together for you right now. Are you going to be out in the field all day, do you think, today?
No, I'm actually going to be around the house doing a little maintenance work.
Okay.
On some equipment that I got. So I have my phone. I get emails on my phone, so I'll be able to take a chance to look at it.
Perfect, perfect. I'll put that together for you right now and have it over to you in about 10, 15 minutes.
All right.
All right, Demetrius. Well, thanks for your time. Do you have any questions for me while I got you on the phone?
Nah, not really. I'll read all the information and see what's going on. I mean, I can really tell you whatever it is you really need to know that's going to really make a difference whether you're going to be able to help me or not.
Right, right. So we just need to look at, bank statements. How is the cash flow for the business going?
I mean, really what I do is seasonal work.
Okay.
I work a full-time job outside of what I do for my business. I'm a one-man operation.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Most of the work I do is seasonal work, really during the summer months, probably about 6 to 8 months out of the year. When you look at my bank statements, you're not going to see anything in the wintertime because I rarely do any work in the winter.
No problem. We deal
mainly
with this.
Mainly from February, the ending part of February, beginning of March.
Uh-huh.
So maybe I would say August, maybe September, sometimes up to October, but mainly from March to August is when I work.
Okay.
I do a lot of demolition during that period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, this is what I'm getting at is when you look at my bank statement, you may not see any income in March and April.
Okay.
You may not see anything. But then all of a sudden, come May, you might see $30,000 to $40,000 hit that account.
Okay.
At one time.
We work with seasonal businesses a lot, so we do have programs that, work with those seasonal businesses, so if you're not making any money in those winter months, we have programs that cater to that, so it wouldn't put a burden on your business, if that makes sense?
Correct.
So I don't see it being an issue for you because we deal with seasonal businesses all the time. We work with customers across the nation, and I know that a lot of the landscape maintenance and those types of businesses, they only work in the summertime. Some of them do snow removal as well. So we do deal with a lot of businesses that are working 6 months of the year and then aren't working 6 months of the year. So I don't see it being an issue for you.
Okay. Well, as long as y'all understand that, then, I don't have no problem taking the time looking at the information. I just tell people straight up, some people want a consistent flow of cash.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and they have to understand, I'm in South Louisiana. I'm not in the North where, you can work in the summer and then blow snow in the winter. That's
right.
Not happening down here.
Right.
As long as they understand that, because I really don't like to waste people's time because I don't want you to waste mine. That's why right. I let you know on the front end what I have going on.
Yep, and I appreciate that. I wouldn't waste your time or blow smoke up your butt either, man. I like to be straightforward with people all the time. And I let you know right now, you know, we deal with seasonal businesses. That's just part of what we do as well. I don't see it being an issue for you. And we definitely do have programs that cater to seasonal businesses. So I think it could be a good fit for you. And it's a very simple process as well. I wouldn't want to waste your time. I know you're a busy guy. You got two jobs going on. this might be a good fit for you, but I'll put together that email and I'll shoot it out to you. You take a look at it, and if it works out, let's do something. If not, I appreciate your time.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, and I'll have that over to you in about 15 minutes.
All right.
All right, Demetrius, thank you.
All